the biggest problem and the biggest mistake they've made is to have gotten into bed with ZANU-PF in the first place. There will be no easy way of withdrawing without consequences, but we think that it's a mature decision of Nestlé to have withdrawn, and we think the consequences have been painful, but they're necessary, and in future they will be complemented for such an approach.
But looking at the way the saga has unfolded, where workers at Nestlé are likely to lose their jobs, don't you think perhaps Nestlé should capitulate?
Remaining with investments that are propping up the regime because of a small number of jobs, even if it's 500, is actually detrimental for the future of Zimbabwe. Ultimately, we need big corporations and companies that have international reputations to uphold to make sure that they don't end up holding on to their small investments and cut their nose and fight their face, because of their international reputation and the international investments sometimes are more valuable to them.
We have been unable so far to get hold of AfriForum, which we understand is behind this campaign. Do you think that having companies boycott products or services from ZANU-PF officials works?
I think the difficulty is that both MDC and ZANU-PF are trying to pretend the situation is now resolved in Zimbabwe, to encourage foreign investment in Zimbabwe, because they believe that it's important to improve the economy. But we believe that it's important that the conditions of which people are operating in are acceptable.